SBS Radio.
Sekali lagi, Anda masih bersama Radio SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia. Jika Anda ingin memberikan saran atau masukan, Anda dapat berikan lewat Facebook kami atau ke indonesian.program@sbs.com.au. Nah, sebagaimana kita ketahui, Partai Liberal saat ini sedang dalam keadaan gonjang-ganjing, kalau dapat kita katakan demikian. Itu disebabkan dengan adanya tantangan kepemimpinan yang dilakukan oleh Peter Dutton, Menteri Urusan Dalam Negeri, pada hari Selasa kemarin. Walaupun tantangan tersebut tidak menang atau Perdana Menteri Turnbull masih tetap memimpin partai tersebut, namun kemungkinan akan adanya tantangan baru itu masih juga cukup besar. Nah, bagaimana reaksi di parlemen terutamanya tentang hal tersebut? Marilah kita simak laporan yang disampaikan oleh Bapak Ricky Kusumo berikut ini.
Saudara pendengar, Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull telah selamat dari tantangan kepemimpinan oleh Menteri Dalam Negeri Peter Dutton pada hari Selasa yang lalu. Namun akibat dari tantangan itu, Turnbull harus mereshuffle kementeriannya karena sejumlah jajaran depan diperkirakan akan mengundurkan diri. Berikut ini Sonia Heidemann melaporkan. Perdana Menteri Malcolm Turnbull telah mengalahkan Menteri Dalam Negeri Peter Dutton dengan suara 48-35 dalam pemungutan suara kepemimpinan di ruang Partai Liberal. Turnbull tiba-tiba mengosongkan kedudukan kepemimpinan partai setelah seminggu terjadi spekulasi kepemimpinan yang dipicu oleh anggota parlemen koalisi yang tidak puas dengan jaminan energi nasional. Setelah keluar sebagai pemenang setidaknya untuk hari ini, Turnbull yang tampak terluka mengatakan bahwa partainya harus melihat ke depan.
So Australians expect us to be focused on them and talking about their issues. They don't like us being focused on ourselves or talking about each other. And that's why it's very important that today the Liberal Party room has confirmed my leadership and Julie's deputy leadership of the Liberal Party.
Turnbull mengatakan ia tidak merasa sakit hati terhadap Dutton.
So I thank Peter Dutton for his outstanding service as Home Affairs Minister. I've invited him to continue in that office. However, he has said to me, and we've had a good discussion about it here in my office, he said to me that he doesn't feel he can remain in the cabinet, having challenged me for the leadership of the party, and so he is resigning. And from immediately, pending other arrangements, Scott Morrison will act as Home Affairs Minister.
Dutton juga mengatakan hal serupa.
I'm very, very proud to have put my hand up because I believed it was for the right purposes. And as I said before, I harbored no animosity toward Malcolm Turnbull. I've always had a very good working and productive working relationship with Malcolm Turnbull, and I harbor no animosity toward the Prime Minister now. I want to make sure that I can support the party and make sure that we win the next election.
Sementara itu, pemimpin oposisi Bill Shorten mengajukan mosi ketidakpercayaan kepada Perdana Menteri Turnbull dalam parlemen. Ia mengatakan Perdana Menteri tidak memiliki wewenang, tidak memiliki kekuasaan maupun kebijakan.
This morning, 35 of your colleagues who you thought were your great supporters voted to do you in. And Thursday or in 2 weeks time or after the next poll which you worship so foolishly, What will then happen is more than will do you in. So let us be done with the dishonesty that this Parliament has confidence in the Prime Minister. Your colleagues don't want you. You've exercised notoriously poor judgment because you are as weak a Prime Minister we've seen since Billy McMahon.
Wakil pemimpin oposisi Tanya Plibersek mendukung gerakan yang gagal itu dan mengatakan bahwa tidak akan ada keyakinan dalam apa yang disebutnya sebagai pemerintahan monster Frankenstein antara Turnbull, mantan Perdana Menteri Tony Abbott, dan Dutton.
It has the face of the member for Wentworth. It has the policies of the member for Warringah. And it has the cold, shriveled soul of the member for Dickson.
Plibersek mengatakan semua itu adalah olah dari satu pecundang, yaitu Tony Abbott.
It's the member for Warringah calling the shots because the member for Warringah has right of veto over every government policy. What a position to be in. And you know what? Next it'll be the member for Dickson. The member for Dickson sitting on the lap of the member for Warringah like a really scary wooden puppet come to life with the hand of the member for Warringah up his back. Yeah, he's back. like Chucky. He's back like Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction.
Seorang profesor dari Australian Studies di RMIT University, Stephen Alloms, mengatakan pada akhirnya Partai Liberal membuat keputusan yang pragmatis.
They want strong leadership, but possibly not the strong leadership of the rather heavy-booted Dutton style. So I would think the Libs work out that they will do better with Malcolm Turnbull despite their drops in the polls.
Namun Profesor Alloms mengatakan ia percaya masyarakat bereaksi buruk terhadap pengosongan posisi kementerian itu.
In uncertain times you want a captain who's at the, you know, who's at the bridge and is at the helm of the ship, is giving you direction. Now Turnbull, he may not be giving strong direction, but he's normally a charming communicator, at least in public, you know, and he has certainly done much better than Bill Shorten in the personality polls for many years, although that's also retreated. So I think there will be a kickback, and the Liberals will suffer from it.
Pejabat jajaran depan pemerintah Darren Chester mengatakan setiap kali pemerintah membicarakan tentang dirinya sendiri, hal itu akan menyebabkan kehilangan kepercayaan dari warga Australia. Dutton menghindari pertanyaan apakah ia akan menantang kepemimpinan lagi. Namun Chester mengatakan tidak ada tanda hal itu akan terjadi lagi.
There is no reason to think there's going to be a second challenge. There's also no reason to think that any potential challenger, if they were successful, would command the numbers in the House of Representatives. We have a one-seat majority, and I'd suggest that there'd be colleagues who would consider their future if that was to eventuate.
Seorang dosen senior di bidang politik dari Monash University, Nick Economou, mengatakan ia tidak begitu yakin. Ia meragukan itu adalah hal yang terakhir kalinya Dutton akan menantang Malcolm Turnbull untuk posisi kepemimpinan partai.
Because I rather suspect that the dynamics that have led to an erosion of Turnbull's position at the moment will continue and intensify. That is, the opinion polls will continue to be bad for the government, and more backbenchers will join the ones who are already saying, well, look, we need a leadership change, and Dutton is our best opportunity to try and present something different to the electorate, because if we don't do something soon, Labor will win, and Labor will win in a landslide.
Dr. Economou mengatakan ketidakstabilan dalam Partai Liberal merupakan hal yang buruk untuk pemerintah dalam pemilu mendatang.
I think that they're in terrible trouble. I think they've been terminal for a long time, and I think that realization is dawning upon large numbers of Liberal MPs, not just the ones on the margins of a few hundred votes, but even now the ones in the 5-7% range. They've been waiting for some time for sign of improvement. It just hasn't come. And in fact, they've had confirmation of how bad things are in the 4% swing to Labor in the Queensland seat of Longman in the by-election. So the by-election results confirmed what the opinion polls are saying, that these guys are on the way out, and now we're starting to see mass panic.
Nah, itulah tadi rangkaian tentang tantangan kepemimpinan yang terjadi kemarin itu. sbs.com.au